Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Frank Doma. He's the State and Local Policy Program Director at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota. Today we're going to be talking about self-driving automobiles. This is not the future. This is actually kind of now, isn't it?
We're seeing prototypes being demonstrated on streets and roads in various parts of the country already, yes.
When do you expect, I mean, if you could look into a crystal ball, these kinds of vehicles to be in rural areas?
That depends kind of on your definition. I learned when I was out talking to the Region 9 Development Commission out there in Mankato several months ago that vehicles with these technologies are being used in the fields right now. And the workers insist on having it so that they're able to most efficiently and safely and productively stick to the roads as they're planting or harvesting or what have you. And then in terms of when might you see something like this in town, on the streets, this is where, like I said, we're talking about prototypes and so forth. I would expect that, well, the Minnesota Department of Transportation has already had one self-driving vehicle here in the state that they were demonstrating back in 2017, and I would expect we'll see more demonstrations of that type, not just in the Twin Cities, but in cities in greater Minnesota within the next year or two. Then when does it become a regular thing that people can take every day? That depends on how quickly folks accept it and we find a model that works.
Sure. Do you expect that then these are going to be sort of fleet vehicles? Do you expect that's going to be the biggest sort of buy-in on this?
I think there's a real strong argument to see that sort of fleet deployment happen, at least in urban areas with high densities where those vehicles will be used a lot and productive for much of the time that they're operating, not recharging or something like that. But when you're looking at greater Minnesota, areas that aren't quite as so populated, the models could be a little bit different. I think at least at first, some sort of a fleet or an enhanced kind of paratransit service might be the first ways we see it just about anywhere.
I think about outfits like Lyft and Uber and delivery companies and all the rest of that stuff that currently use human beings to get the vehicles from point A to point B and therefore are making a living. Those people suddenly don't have employment. So what happens to all those people?
Yeah. Well, I don't think it would be a sudden type of change. We have a truck driver shortage in this country. There are trips that are not being made because they can't find drivers. So I believe, at least in the short term, we have a lot of trips that could be done by these vehicles without displacing one person.
Well, it's a fascinating topic, and I really appreciate your expertise, Frank. Frank Doma is the State and Local Policy Program Director at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs at the University of Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.